Have you ever heard a song that you thought was really shit? A song that makes you wonder how did that become a hit? Sometimes you need to hear a discussion about that.
This is 1001 Songs That Make You Want to Die, the podcast where we discuss songs so bad they make you want to open an old-school porno cinema.
Can you think of anything more seedy?
Like a cinema.
You and me went to very different places than that, Doug. I was like, I wonder if there's any money in that. And you're like, yeah, that's gross.
Going to get your popcorn and choc top.
Yeah.
You guys know it's free at home.
Yeah.
So fucked up.
I just like the idea that you've listened to something so bad that you're like, fucking, I'm opening an old school porno cinema. I can't deal with
it. It's going
music.
Down. That's it.
It's only one thing. We are doing Timber by Pitbull, featuring Kesha.
It's going down, I'm yelling timber. You better move, you better dance. Let's make a night, you won't remember. I'll be the one, you won't forget.
Yep, not what? Kesha ordered on Wish.
What has happened here?
The real deal.
They're probably still Kesha ordered on
Wish. Yeah, I think at this point they did.
That's where you get her.
Yeah, Mad Dog is here. There he is.
Hello.
Hey, Mad Dog. Trusty beverage.
Oh.
Sorry, Vaughn. Doing the Vaughn.
Hi. Hey.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Now, Zav's not here because he died. Crazy though. he was paralyzed after eating glue and Jesus. Then bitten on the eye by a snake.
Frozen from the inside. Imagine that. Clag.
Oh, my legs!
I can't move. And there's a snake rapidly approaching.
Oh, no! A snake!
It's latched onto my eyeball!
Oh, it's biting! Oh, the venom's going...
You know, that's that old saying, they're more afraid of you than you are of them, unless you are paralyzed by glue.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, and then it's fair
game. Yeah, something like that.
There's a few of these snake ones, aren't there?
Snake. No, a lot of snake deaths. Zav, I don't know what he shouldn't be fucking around with these snakes. Mm. All right, let's get into the lyrics here. Kesha's opening up this little number. She says, it's going down, I'm yelling timber. You better move, you better dance. Let's make a night you won't remember. I'll be the one you won't forget.
Which one is it, Kesha?
You're coming or going. Sit down before you hurt yourself.
If I'm underneath a red cedar tree that's falling, yes. I'm not doing a fucking, like heel and toe poker out of there.
Start flossing.
Little brown jug.
I'm running.
Like that fucking kid with the backpack while the tree's falling.
Anyone that flosses deserves to be flattened by a tree.
Flattened by a tree, yeah. Has anyone ever gone down one of those rabbit holes you watch of, like, tree loppers fucking failing? Like, they've got, like, a palm tree tied down and they cut a branch and it just flings them into, like, the stratosphere. Shit like that. It's great. Great.
No, good stuff. Cartoon physics.
A lot of good, like, sort of those, fail channels. Like, you get a lot of tree-based fails.
Arbory.
Yeah. One guy gets his head chopped off, though. That's a bit rough.
Ooh.
Yeah. The chainsaw drops. It's on one of his, like, swinging belt things. And, yeah. Just fucking takes his head off. So Genius have a good annotation for this. It says, when a tree falls after being cut down, lumberjacks often yell timber, since they're going to use the wood for timber, otherwise known as lumber. Going down is a slang term that has come to mean that something is happening. In this case, a wild party. Unfortunately, they'll probably get drunk to the point that they can't remember what happened. This is known as alcoholic blackout, which is what happens when too much alcohol enters someone's body in a short period of time.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Scientific.
There you go. Mm. So that's what's happening. They're basically out chopping down trees and drinking a lot of alcohol in a short period of time.
Wake up and there's fair enough. Leaves in the bed. What's happened?
Oh, it's at work.
Imagine if we took this very literally, that this is a song about going to cut down a tree.
Yeah,
everything
it is.
That happens is in relation to that.
It is. I think it is.
Let's keep that.
How would I know it's not?
Let's keep that.
Okay.
Going.
Now, Kesha and Pitbull join up here. I think they're watching the tree start to fall. They say, oh, oh, timber, oh, oh, timber, oh, 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 it's going down. Oh, oh, timber, oh, oh, timber, oh, 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 it's going down. Woo!
Mm. Genius annotation for that. It's just the same words again.
Yeah,
I noticed that.
This is Kesha and Pitbull's fucking tree lopping business that they've got.
Arboreet.
Oh, Jesus.
I've totally missed our favourite thing to do if an animal has recorded the song and to say it's by a pit bull.
By a pit bull, like, one of the breed. You know,
like my ex-girlfriend by a black bear. Or kissed by a rose by a seal.
A seal.
Pitbull's verse goes as follows.
Who let the dogs out?
Okay, verse one by a pit bull. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. This biggity boy's a diggity dog. I have him like Miley Cyrus, clothes off, twerking in their bras and thongs. Timber, face down, booty up. Timber, that's the way we like the what? Timber. I'm slicker than an oil spill. She says she won't, but I bet she will. Timber.
Pitbull.
Mm. Pitbull.
Don't.
Pitbull. What are you doing? She said she won't.
Let's just read the annotation on this one too.
Okay.
Assuming this is going down a pretty dodgy felony road, Pitbull knows he's a pretty smooth guy. Initially, this woman doesn't want to get with him, but he has game. So this is not a problem for him.
It's like we're charging you with rape. It's not a problem for me. I have game.
It probably doesn't hinder him that he speaks Spanish, perhaps the most attractive language ever. Okay. Considering that the song contains the lines "one more shot and another round" and "let's make a night you won't remember," this line is obviously not about Pitbull's game. It's about getting the girl so drunk she doesn't know what she's doing. It's about date rape.
Jesus Christ, Pitbull. Calm.
Get this commentator on our podcast.
Apparently, there's also a Genius annotation there that says it refers to Miley Cyrus's scandalous twerking spree of 2013.
She went on a spree.
A spree of twerking. Somehow he's got Miley Cyrus completely naked, but the rest of them have kept their bras and thongs on. So, yeah.
I like that. Any other context, it's like, ooh, this biggity boy is a diggity dog.
Get your hot diggity dogs.
Get out now, hey?
Look at this biggity boy. Look at this one. This diggity dog. Look at this diggity dog.
It could be a Disney song at that stage.
Diggity dog.
Yeah. What's the Simpsons one? What's a dog?
Dinner dog. Rich Uncle Skeleton, Manic Mailman, and Dinner Dog.
Manic skeleton?
Manic mailman.
Manic mailman.
Richard skeleton. Disgruntled goat? Ku Klux Klan?
Ku Klux Klan. I like that it's manic mailman after they had all the fucking ex-postal workers go and shoot up buildings. It's so ruthless for the Simpsons. Like, you know, it's just, yeah, suck, it's good.
Disgruntled goat.
That's one of my favorite. I say dinner dog. People who know me will back me up that I say dinner dog so much in my regular life. Dinner dog. It's so satisfying to say.
Diggity dog. This biggity boy is a diggity dog.
The pre-chorus here, Pitbull and Kesha are still teamed up. They say, swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down. Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. Oh, oh, oh. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down. Now, fuck me. That took a long time. It would have taken a long time to write.
Do you guys ever have to do line dancing in school?
Yeah, of course we fucking do.
Hell yes.
Went to the Yellow Wall Shed on an excursion to do it.
We grew up in the 90s in Australia. Yeah. Of course we did.
Cotton Eye Joe was out.
I don't know. You probably won't relate to this. This was me, the biggest fucking loser. But it'd always be like, all right, guys, you need to ask one of the girls in class to be your dancing partner. And I'd always wait till the very end and just pick whoever didn't get picked so I wouldn't have to, like, compete.
Yeah, I relate to this so much, man. I think it was the first day of year seven, the most awkward fucking day of your life anyway. Yeah. Just in the gym and for dancing, first PE lesson, and it was like, go and pick a girl. And there were all these like girls from all these primary schools like that you didn't know and that. It was fucking so damn awkward. Mm.
What kind of sick fucks are these teachers that they know what they're doing? They know they're doing this to people, and they just fucking let it happen.
Yeah.
Like, pair them up.
Just do it. One or two.
Why are you doing this?
Yeah. Why are you doing this, you sick cunt?
Exactly.
They're swinging their partner round and around.
And like stopping
violence, isn't it? One more shot.
I like to imagine it's, you know, like if you've got, like, I got the kids, and they'll grab you by the hands and you just start spinning so that they swing out far. Yeah. Like, I imagine it's that, but you're just doing it to a full-size adult.
But momentarily stopping to, like, smash a shot of Black Sambuca down their throat.
I'm hearing one more shot. One more shot like a gunshot, another round of bullets.
Just like, car into the air. Just to let them know you're around. Kesha smashes another bloody chorus out. She yells about the dancing and the timber and whatnot. Is it any fucking different to the intro? Nah, not really. Fuck it. No, it's really not. She just repeats it over and over again. They repeat their O's, O's. They're amazed by the timber. Verse 2. Pitbull. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Nah, it's just me. Ain't a damn thing changed. Live in hotels. Swing on planes. Blessed to say money ain't a thing. Club jumping like LeBron. Now volley. Order me another round, homie. We about to climb. Why? Because I'm about to go down.
Dubby Energy has declared war on Big Energy, who probably support ISIS. If you want an energy drink with no maltodextrin, no artificial colours, and no kickbacks that fund insurrections in the Middle East, then look no further. So head on over to dubby.gg and use the promo code 1001songs, that's the number 1001, for 10% off price of purchase. And remember, kids,
If it's not Derby, it's ISIS. طويلة من الجهاد والصبر.
Because I'm about to go down.
Why climb if you're just going to go down? Stay like, down.
If you take it literally, look up in the sky. It's a bird? It's a plane? No, it's pit bull, like levitating.
It's just me. Ain't a damn thing changed.
He's always doing that.
He's always
I'm usually
it.
Up here.
Yeah. He's like Dal Sim after he wins a fight in Street Fighter 2.
Where the fuck's pit bull? Oh, look up.
Look up.
Okay.
Where you would always find a pit bull.
Are we taking
the sky?
Swinging on planes, literally?
Yeah, well.
So is he like grabbing onto the wing?
I imagine so. And tries to go all the way, full round the world.
Yeah.
No, he's got like a slippery dip and a little swing set on board.
When he says that he lives in hotels, I instantly don't think of good hotels. Yeah, I think of too. Like
Formula
a really
one.
Shit one in Unanderra.
Formula One.
that you've been divorced and you haven't found a place yet and you're living in a hotel.
You can reach the kitchen from the bed.
Yeah. I sleep in a car.
I stayed in one of those ones. It was called the Formula One. Me and my bandmates recording.
I've stayed in the Formula One.
And yeah. We were recording something in Sydney, so we were like staying there to be there. And we opened the window to let some air in. The air conditioner fell out the window.
Did it kill an old lady?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Funny
we're
story.
Not allowed there anymore. Yeah. There was like a. It was like a double bed and a bunk, so two of the guys had to share, and we had to like rock, scissors, paper to find out who would sleep on the jizz patch on the
bed. Neo had been there.
That's what Pitbull's doing.
Yeah. Just lives in hotels.
Say Neo had been there.
Yeah.
Scorch stains on the bed.
Damn.
Oh, shit. It's all scorched. Is that ash?
Receptionist, my bed is singed.
I'm imagining like a coin operated shower. Like you have to put
you have to put
50 cents in for like 30 seconds of hot water.
The massage bed.
Yeah. It just vibrates out the door.
Pitbull, you fucking crazy man. Okay, they do another pre-chorus, swinging their partner around and around. Back to that. Back to the domestic violence. And then we've got Kesha smashing another chorus out. And then we have the outro. It goes, whoa, oh, oh, timber. Whoa, oh, oh, hey. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. It's going down. Pitbull. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. It's going down. Whoa, oh, oh, timber. Whoa, oh, oh, come on. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. It's going down. It's going down. Whoa, oh, oh, timber. Whoa, oh, oh, you won't forget. Whoa, oh, 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 timber.
Damn.
50% of the song is O's and O's.
It's like no effort goes into this at all.
It's like
they've literally taken a pre-chorus to be like, swing your partner round and round. Don't sit down and up and down. And then Pitbull just looked into his fucking phone and pulled a verse out that had nothing to do with anything. It's like, listen, dude, Mr. Worldwide.
Ages ago, we were talking about you could make a song out of just like a crappy, like public domain piece of music.
Yeah.
I was in Sydney last weekend and we were in just some shop and I swear to God, I can't remember what the music was, but I want to say it was like da 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 da. No,
La Cucaracha.
No, it was
La Cucaracha.
I can't remember now. It might have been Turkey in the Straw. It was something ridiculous, but it was like a heavy beat, like Something like that. And I was just like, they've fucking done it. That's what this is.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
Boy or girl.
Something we need to revisit is like taking a shitty Public Domain happy birthday or something like that and making it a dance track.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, we should do that. Maybe it's a celebratory for like our like 1 millionth download or something. We release a that's all the
Have you seen the photo of the pit bull in the annotation of the last of the outro? Look at this thing.
Oh yeah. The fucking muscly ass fucking dog.
The real pit bull.
Real pit bull.
The pit bull.
The pit bull.
That is it. That dog has some definition.
It does. It's ripped. It's probably coked out of its brain, like
Pitbull in
like,
final
like
form.
The Pitbull, yeah. Okay, that's a lyric.
This is hot. This podcast is sponsored by Ghetto Bird Studio. Do you write music? Do you want people to hear it? Do you want your music to sound less shit than it does right now? If you answered yes to these questions, then you should record your music at Ghetto Bird Studio. We record all types of music. Rap, rock, hip-hop, jazz, jazz fusion, metal, electro, even country. We can't promise that your music won't be shit, but we can promise to make it sound less shit. Here's a before and after.
Rub my body and spank my ass.
Rub my body and spank my ass. Contact us now at ghettobirdstudio.com.au.
Tell these haters. Non-stop music.
It's released on the 7th of October 2013. If you had to guess how many people it took to write this song, what number would you throw out there, Mad Dog? What do you reckon?
Pardon me?
How many people do you think it took to write this song?
Well, Pitbull and Kesha, and then I'm going to add, I'm guessing they've both got a posse. 18?
Okay. All right. What do you reckon, Bebe?
Realistically, you got Kesha singing, you got Pitbull rapping, you got the guy that's playing the harmonica, and then the fucking beat. So it should be 4, but I'm going to say 12.
It's 16.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Almost got it.
So close. 16 songwriters.
Can I just say, if you're listening to this and you're in the music industry in LA or wherever this fucking shit is done, you can do it cheaper.
Yes. Yes, you can.
I promise you.
Yes,
you can. I'll do it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone, really. He's swindled and pimped. That's what they mean here. 16 songwriters. So, written by Kesha Siebert. That's Kesha. Armando C.
Is
Perez.
That Kesha Siebert or Kesha Siebert?
Siebert. S-E-B-E-R-T. Siebert. Siebert. Armando C. Perez, a.k.a. Pitbull. Lucas Gottewald, a.k.a. Dr. Luke. Aaron Davies, Arnold Priscilla Hamilton, Jamie Sanderson, Brian Isaac, Henry Walter, Pebby Siebert, a.k.a. Kesha's mum.
Oh.
Yep. Kesha's mum has songwriting credits on this. Lee Oscar, Kerry Oscar, Greg Errico, Steve Arrington, Charles Carter, Wang Hankerson, and Roger Parker. That's how many people it took.
Too many people.
To get fucking this song out. Ridiculous, isn't it? Mind-boggling.
It's like a little, like, club, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
everyone gets a turn.
Written by committee. Yeah. In 2018, Brian Isaac, who's one of the songwriters, won the Grammy Award for Best Reggae Album for his work on Damian Marley's Stony Hill. Greg Errico is best known as a drummer from the popular and influential psychedelic soul funk band Sly and the Family Stone. It's also somehow a songwriter on this. The song features.
Sorry, just quickly. Yeah. Have you guys seen that new thing that's going around that people are saying, like, any new artist that's popular and successful, if you find their Wikipedia page, their parents' names are in blue, which means that they're, like, linkable?
Yeah.
Their parents are?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're successful and famous already.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
So I just looked her up and sure enough.
There you go. Both. Yeah. There you go. The song features harmonica player Paul Harrington of Rockwell, Texas, who plays through the entire song. He was told to emulate war harmonica player Lee Oscar. He was initially given a flat fee of $1,000 for his services. 3 years later, after consulting an expert in music law, Harrington was paid a further $50,000. So that guy, for that whole harmonica that makes this entire song, got $51,000.
It's outrageous.
It's outrageous. There's 16 outrageous songwriters. All of those people are getting so much more money than that guy who played the harmonica. I would argue that
the harmonica part is the distinctive part of this whole song.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
And he got $1,000.
He should have got a better fucking lawyer. That's what he should have got. In an interview in 2013, Pitbull revealed that the featured artist on Timber was originally supposed to be Rihanna. This is like straight after it's out. Yeah, it meant to be Rihanna, but at the time, he stated that that Rihanna was already asked to be featured artist on the lead single of Shakira's upcoming album and didn't have time to record Timber.
Shouldn't have ordered Rihanna on Wish.
He ordered Rihanna on Wish, got Kesha. It's so funny that straight after it, he's like, I need to get out that I did not want to work with her. Just that needs to be out there right away. On June 25th, 2014, it was reported that the songwriters Lee Oscar, Kerry Oscar and Greg Errico had filed a copyright infringement lawsuit against the makers of Timber, which features a harmonica medley that Oscar claims is identical to the medley used in his 1978 song San Francisco Bay. The songwriters were seeking $3 million US in damages. The lawsuit alleges that while Sony Music may have obtained permission to use the sample, which is credited on the album notes, the label failed to obtain permission from the songwriters themselves. So, this Harrington bloke that got paid $51,000 just took, when he got the note of, we wanted to sort of sound a bit like Lee Oscar, he just went back to a old Lee Oscar song from 1978 and copied the harmonica part. It's the fucking dodgiest recording session of all time. And I just imagine, like, you've got Kesha and Pitbull and Dr. Luke, and they're just being like, fuck, this guy's nailing this Lee Oscar note.
I just like him.
It's exactly like he would do it. This is good. In 2020, during the COVID-19 pandemic, Pitbull made an appearance on a podcast where he claimed that the pandemic was a conspiracy and called it the Scandemic Plandemic.
Oh.
Yeah, Pitbull.
He's a conspiro.
He is. Yep. There you go. Now, it's produced by Dr. Luke Circuit and Serm Style, with additional production by Popnik.
Popnik.
So now they needed four people.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
They needed four people to produce it as well. Circuit, most recent collaboration, is he did a song on Kanye's latest album, Donda. But, yeah, we've spoken about Dr. Luke and Kesha before, but here they are again. Did you happen to watch the video for this, Bebo?
I did.
Oh, tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Mad Dog.
Yes, sir.
Hit it. No one's ever called me sir before.
That didn't work like I
just
liked it.
Just glass your head.
Should I do another take?
Gets worse.
That'll do.
Yeah, good. That's great.
Here's the video facts from A to Z, and they're coming at you straight from Ryan B. It's a terrible song, and I know you agree. Summary
with Bevo.
The video summary for Timber: like orange juice and toothpaste, Kesha marries up the two great genres, country and slutty. Meanwhile, Pitbull decides he wouldn't be caught dead within 20,000 kilometres of a farm and films his half of the video on an island resort.
It's probably a hotel he lives in.
One of them.
I actually looked this up, and Kesha filmed her scenes on the 5th of November 2013, while Pitbull filmed his scenes 1 week later.
It's really a very safe bet that they have never met.
They've never been in the same room together.
He was
ever.
Fucking furious that Rihanna was not on this song. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely furious. I don't have any YouTube comments. It's full of positivity and Spanish.
Let's see if I can find it real quick. Stall for me.
The fact that, like, they couldn't even make it look like Pitbull and Kesha were in the same location for the video. That whole thing of, like what you said, he's in fucking the Bahamas.
He's on an island. It's a country song.
She is in fucking the dirtiest fucking place you could send Kesha. It's just like, well, I mean, someone's got to do something country for it, and Pitbull's like, Pitbull don't do dirt. Yeah, I'm a sand dog.
Mr. Worldwide is staying on the beach.
Yeah. Mr. Worldwide, as long as it's on the coast.
Mr. Coastwide. No, I got nothing. I got no YouTube comments.
Okay.
Nah.
Do you have a Pitbull set list?
Yeah.
Does he play timba?
Yeah, it's October 13th, 2021 at Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater, Tampa, Florida, USA.
Fuck,
21 songs. Timber is one of them. He's got we spoke about this last episode. When it says covers, it's probably songs that he's done that the artist has featured on, but he's got
Most Pitbull stuff.
Enrique Iglesias and Usher are the covers.
Yeah, I bet they didn't turn up to the show.
No.
Yeah.
Where would you play timber if you were Pitbull?
I am genuinely going to say second last.
Mm. It's funny, remember the last episode, I'll keep coming back to this last episode, he did Pitbull covers, Neo did.
Yes.
This Pitbull does the same song, but not exactly the same spot.
Okay. I think he's opening with this.
He could open with it.
It's a good opener.
Yeah.
It is not the opener, though.
Uh-huh.
He plays it third last. So the Neo's last song, Time of Our Lives, is Pitbull's second last song, the 20th song.
Ah, so really? Pitbull likes it as well. Okay. Well, there you go.
Do you want to really quickly see if there's a Kesha one as well?
Would she play it?
I was going to say, would this make a Kesha?
She does. This is the latest one.
What the fuck does she do for the whole song? She just goes,
Kesha, September 12th, 2021, The Armory, Minneapolis, 13 song set list with two songs being the encore. One of the songs restarted halfway through. I love notes like that. So she fucked it hard.
Great. That's what you want from a fucking professional. I'm going to say fifth.
Hey, sketch comedy fans. If you like unapologetically uncensored comedy, check out Instant Microwave Fuzz, recorded every week, hot and fresh and straight out of the microwave. Unscripted jokes, uncensored guests. You're going to have a lot of outrageous improvised sketch comedy fun. You can find us on all the platforms under Instant Microwave Fuzz. Comedy made in an instant.
Mad Dog.
13th.
She plays it fifth. Well done.
Oh, wow.
Pow, 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 pow.
Good job.
Thanks. Okay. Little bit of legacy here. The song peaked at number one on the US Billboard Hot 100 for three consecutive weeks. It also topped the charts in over 15 countries, including Canada, where it stood at number one for eight consecutive weeks. Denmark, Germany, the Netherlands, the UK, and apparently it sold 9.6 million units worldwide in 2014, including single track downloads and track equivalent streams, becoming the sixth best-selling song of the year.
Mm. Wow.
Crazy, hey.
Dude, mm-hmm. This is one of those situations where I'd love to like go door to door and be like, did you buy Timber by Pitbull?
In 2014.
No.
Interesting.
Okay, next house.
Mark down.
No.
Like, I'd love to know. I'd really love to know.
Yeah. The tomfoolery being played by teams.
Did you buy Timber by Pitbull? Yes, 15,000 times. Ah.
Just Pitbull's just got it on Spotify on repeat. Just like he's just
servers, he walls bought and a walls phone. Of servers.
He's like, are you mining Bitcoin? He's like, nah, we're just ramping Timber up.
Yeah. It's like the Matrix, like everyone plugged in.
Yeah. The architect. Yes. Okay. Do you want to guess what Pitbull's net worth in 2022 is, Bevo?
He's the most famous bald guy in the world, isn't he, really?
Be up there.
There's got to be something going for you there. As a fellow bald guy, it disappoints me that there's not much representation. You've got Pitbull, Bruce Willis,
Phil Larry Collins. David.
There's not many. George Costanza. $10 million.
Okay, all right. Mad Dog, what do you reckon?
30 mil.
Would it shock you if I said he was worth $100 million
US? What the fuck? Look at that smug face and tell me that he's not.
Yeah, he's not making fucking, money. He told you the money doesn't worry
he's,
about
he's
it. He's
Formula
said it in
the song. Hotels. He's fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's penthouse Formula.
He's booking out a whole floor.
Because I guess he's of like Cuban descent.
He's got
he's
the Airbnb
probably got
money.
The whole South America. He's got that South American market probably as well.
Yeah. He's got that peso market.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now, Kesha's net worth in 2022, where would you put that, Mad Dog?
50 million.
All right. What do you reckon, Bevo?
Just on Kesha real quick. She's redeemed herself in my book lately. She's got some better
in
stuff.
In what way?
She had that praying song. Have you heard that?
Sure.
It's pretty good. Say $8 million.
Tell you what, you're both very, very close.
Wrong.
No, because she is worth $6 million US, but she just lost $40 million.
Oh,
with all the lawsuits. Lawsuit she had against Dr. Luke that got thrown out.
Negative $34 million.
So, she was worth $4 million. Now she's only worth $40 million she was worth. She's now only worth $6 after all the money she had to pay out to pay all of Dr. Luke's legal fees, his damages, and everything.
She
did lose that. The false rape claims.
And she's down $34 million.
We spoke about this in the last Kesha episode that she broke into Prince's house to give him her demo tape.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fuck? So she says.
And then, but then we bring up the fact that she has famous parents.
Yeah.
So they probably paid for Prince's time.
Probably.
And didn't Prince have like an open house party every Friday night?
Every Friday night.
Really have to break in. She just had to wait for Friday.
Yeah, and pay $5 to go into his house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, Prince is a mad dog and Kesha's a piece of shit. let's rate this shit.
Motherfuckers, this is it. Now it's time to rate this shit.
Let's rate it out of the size of the tree that's fallen on you. 10 is what are those big fuckers in California? The
redwood,
sequoia,
cedar.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. One of those fuckers falls on you. That's a 10.
They're big.
You're not coming back from that.
One is and like a sapling.
Yeah, one is like like a twig blew into your leg in the wind.
Stung a little bit.
Yeah. What do you give this out of 10, Bevo? What do you give it out of 10?
See, I want to talk about it a bit before I rate it, but that harmonica, I swear they EQ'd it to be like Mosquito-esque.
Yeah, it's horrific.
It's horrendous.
Yeah.
It's fucked. I'm going to give it a 9.5.
Wow.
But it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, when, like, Pitbull's bits are the best bits.
They are the best. Just
bits. Saying something.
Yeah, Kesha's fucking almost ruined this for Pitbull. Yeah. Imagine if Rihanna had done it. Yeah. Mad Dog, what do you reckon, mate?
Look, in my profession, there are certain songs that just are so befitting of, like, the end of year kids, like,
yeah,
formal, like, farewell.
This is 100% under 18s disco hits.
There's Macarena. There's Nutbush.
That's timeless, isn't it? The Macarena.
Yeah. There's
those old fuckers.
Yeah. There. Once upon a time, there was Boom Shake the Room.
Oh, bring it back! I say
it's pretty good. Yeah. But this is right in that.
Dinosaur still a thing?
No, it's not. Yeah.
Boom, boom. Took a look, a look, a boom,
boom, boom, boom, like a boom, boom. Yeah. This is right in that.
Yeah.
This is right in that ballpark. So, and because I hate my life, it's a 7.
Yeah, okay. It's up there. It's a pretty big tree. It's severely injured.
It's like a eucalypt.
Yeah.
So, like is it We Can Be Heroes, or is it one of the other ones where he's got the tree, the tree falls on the kid?
Yeah.
That's right.
Starting to hurt.
It's starting to hurt. So good.
I dislike everything Kesha brings to this song, but I love everything Pitbull brings to it. A lot of energy. Seems like a good bloke. Watching the video, kind of like him. Like, I want to be mates with Pitbull, I think.
We'll come back to Pitbull, I think.
I think I like him. I think I like Pitbull, like, as a person. Like
sequel bait for Pitbull.
Yeah. So I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay.
Ring a ding ding. 4. I really do like Pitbull's parts. I feel like he's having a great time, and I want to have a great time with him.
I kind of I feel like I summed it up with this video summary, is that the genre of this music is like country music and like. Dumb slutty music.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you nailed it.
Those two have never been married up before, but
this is
what happens.
Slut country. Yeah.
Slutry.
Yeah. More like, of a slutry band.
It's the median point between like putting your thumbs in your belt loops and like leaning over. But also wearing no pants at all.
Yeah. It's wanting a belt loop and not having one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yes, I think we will be seeing Pitbull again, and I'm sure it's not the fucking last time Kesha comes up. Although it turns out now Bevo is a massive Kesha fan, so who knows.
Only because, right. I'll tell you why, in the one of the most recent Kesha videos...
Who we are.
No, it's not that one. That's good shit. Ben Folds is playing piano for her. And Theo Katzman from Wolfpack is also involved as well. So,
gay.
The company she keeps.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Everybody else, go and get fucked.
Pitbull, come on the pod. Come on.
Hi everyone, it's Dan here from 1001 Songs That Make You Want to Die. I'm here today to let you know that our podcast is now available on Patreon. That's right, for as little as $2 a month, you can now support this podcast rather than listen to it for free, effectively stealing the food out of the mouths of our starving children. There's one of them now. So why not join us on Patreon? You get bonus stuff each month, and you can even be a guest on the podcast if you want. Now, doesn't that sound better than making our poor children starve? Oh, kids are great, aren't they? Anyway, on with today's episode.